Sharon Maley. I'm director and chair of the Department of Nursing Education here at Shepherd. And we're just thrilled that we have this opportunity to partner with the Attorney General's office. It's a phenomenal experience that we may and we will have impact in this community with this initiative. We're going to be sending our nursing students into the middle schools, and they have identified 6 counties, Berkeley, Jefferson, Hampshire, Hardy, Mineral, and Morgan, which means about 15 middle schools for 8th graders. And why 8th graders? We have found that the addiction really comes at teenage years. 1 in 5 teens have abused a prescription pain reliever. And 60% of the teens who have abused a prescription painkiller did so before the age of 15. So it's important that we reach these young children in the 8th grade, because that's about 13, and give them the information that's essential so that they can make smart decisions, make the right choices. Sometimes children think if it's a prescription, therefore it's safe, and it's not. But helping them understand that, and that you don't take someone else's prescription, or if the prescription's for this, you don't take it for something else. So it's an educational experience. It's being done in some areas with pharmacy students. With us, it's our nursing students. The perception is college students can reach out and connect with these preteens and teens more effectively than older adults. So we're just thrilled to have this opportunity to make this impact. We've got to do something, because West Virginia is number one in overdoses and deaths. And if we can begin to changing the culture by informing and educating, we certainly want to partner with the Attorney General's office in the middle schools to make a difference for these children.
Talk a little bit about, from a Shepherd perspective, why this is a good thing for the nursing school and for the university.
The nursing program is very much connected with community, and we feel a strong obligation, a service, and to give back to that community. The students we have are probably 90% of them live within 50 miles of the area, and they will go back into these communities to work as professional nurses. So we want to equip them with the skills and the mission to address what this issue is all about and how we can do some type of intervention to help the people.
I guess it gives the students and the opportunity to make an impact on an important issue, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And I think it's going to be able to be measured, because we know where we are now. And once we do all this training with our students and with middle school children, we'll be able to look within the next year and see if we have decreased our numbers. And I'm sure we will. I think this is one of our first opportunities to be in an outreach area to make such a significant impact. We have always been contributors to the community. And in a year, we probably touch about 10,000 lives. But it's in a situation of acute care. This is in a primary care environment that is informative and does prevention. And that is just so significant to be able to do that. We're really thrilled to have this door open for us.